show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Always good to check up with this guy. Our next guest joins us, Coach Kermit Davis on the line. Coach, we sure wish we were talking about basketball games right now, but we'll talk about some basketball games that have happened in the past. But great to have you on, and what in the world are you up to these days?
Well, like everybody in college basketball, we're stay-at-home dads slash coaches, and I'm sure you guys are in the same boat. It's just a different world for all of us, no matter what industry and what business that you're in. And, you know, we're all just trying to kind of figure it out. Our players are all away, and they are going to start online classes on Monday. So it's just a different, you know, day and time for all of us right now.
How's the library in the garage effort going, Kermit?
I tell you what, it's been unbelievable. I wish I could take credit for it, but Allie and my daughter, you know, she's 32, lives with us, and Betty came up with it. Allie was like an assistant librarian in the schools in Murfreesboro, like her whole time there. She loves it. So she's now in focus. She's in the Oxford Public Schools. And so they came up with this idea that they're going to get all these older books. There's even a couple of mine, like in 1964, 65. And so she has a bunch of pals in the neighborhood, and all the little bitty, you know, the elementary school kids came over, checked out books, take them home. And so Allie's got it still up and running right now. It's raining a little bit today, so she's going to be back at it tomorrow if the sun comes out.
So great. I'm going to go back and share that tweet that you put out there with that amazing picture on the 3HL Twitter feed. And I saw a lot of classics that I remember when I was a kid. So hopefully kids in the neighborhood took advantage. I'm curious, Kermit, what kind of contact can you have with your players, and how are you keeping updated with what's going on with them? And I'm just curious how all that's going right now.
Yeah, number one, you know, the SEC during a tough time, what great leadership that we get from our commissioner and the office, and then, you know, from Keith Carter, AD, as well as all the other ADs. And it's just changing every day. And I think the SEC ADs have a conference call every morning. Keith and I had about a 20-minute conversation today. So, number one, the biggest thing, okay, was how do we convert the regular classes into online? It's every student, doesn't matter if it's a basketball, football player, a normal student in any school, everybody's got to do it. And so that starts Monday, you know, and we're doing online tutoring for our players, for, you know, some guys that need it more than others. And, you know, we're going to do a virtual team meeting on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And we got everybody, you know, they can do it on their phones or their laptops. And the biggest thing right now is academics, and just, are you safe and doing all the right things to try to keep yourself safe while you're there. And so we're just, you know, we have a staff meeting. We can do that virtual, you know. And so today's technology does allow you to keep working more than it would have, you know, 20, 25 years ago.
Ole Miss head basketball coach Kermit Davis with us now. Coach, I'm curious what your message was to your players, to your team, to your support staff, when all of this kind of began here in Nashville, when SEC tournaments canceled. What do you say to kids who are now finding out that their season is just done?
Yeah, you know, and we were a little bit differently. You know, we probably wish the SEC tournament would have been called off a day earlier. That may have helped us a little bit, but it didn't. You know, so we went on it, and we ended our season with a loss. And but ours was over. It's just a little bit different than other people. I can only imagine some of the teams like last year or years were at Middle Tennessee, and you knew you were a tournament team or trying to play away in the tournament. But the biggest thing, our message was, guys, you're heading home. The biggest thing is to stay safe, the social distancing, all the different things that we're all telling our children and everybody else right now. Get back to your families and be really, really smart with the situation. And the biggest thing there after help was just academics and how we can finish out the semester. So it really is. It's a hard message. I mean, it's just I can imagine for teams that were really going on and playing and had a chance to play in the tournament.
You should tell them to watch Rocky IV because they could work out from the house, you know, just find a big pile of wood and
chase
like a chicken.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, you know, usually when you go home, you know, everybody's got their gyms, their high school gyms, their workout guys, their fitness centers that they've all been members of. But now kind of everything is locked down. So you're right. I mean, you know, so what can you do at home? You know, body weight stuff. I mean, there's different things that you can do, but you're limited. So, and it's just everybody in college athletics or NBA or NFL, everybody I'm sure is at home trying to find out ways, you know, to stay in shape as much as possible.
Coach Kermit Davis, our guest with Ole Miss, but a lot of you Middle Tennessee fans around here certainly love and miss Coach Davis. And Coach, it was 4 years ago this week, one of the biggest upsets in NCAA history happens, a 15 seed over a 2. You guys knock off Michigan State. I'm sure that memory is never too far in the back of your mind.
Well, you know, we've probably been just about coming off the floor right now. You know, it was a Friday game, and it really was. It was unbelievable how well our guys played, and it was a sense of all week. You know, our guys just prepared like they were going to win, and probably what hit me more than anything after we won is how our players reacted. And, you know, they kind of did it in a real classy way and beat an unbelievable, you know, Michigan State team everybody thought would win a championship. And it's funny. I've never watched the game start to finish. I guess I watched it like basketball, you know, the sound is down and watch it. So my wife and I were talking about where we're going to watch it this weekend, you know, just like a fan, watch it, you know, with all the commercials and watch it with the announcers. And so we're going to do that and get a basketball fix. But I'm so happy for our players, so happy for our Middle Tennessee fans all across the country. And what a great couple of days for Blue Raiders.
Take us through that game. At what point did you think, okay, this is not just us playing well early. We're in this thing. We can win it.
You know, after halftime, you know, because you knew, you said, okay, they're going to make a run, and they never could get the lead. And we just kept making plays and kept making plays. And so I knew with about 14 minutes to go in the second half, we were kind of in it for the long haul. You could just tell. You know, with basketball, all of a sudden the arena, besides probably 1,000 Michigan State people that came to the game, were all Middle Tennessee fans. So it was a home court. The officiating was just even. It was great, you know, and you just knew that our team had a confidence level. And it wasn't really until the great play, Jaquan Raymond Steele, Giddy Potts, to Perrin Buford, to Darnell Harris, and then Reggie Upshaw dunked the ball with about 39 seconds to put us up 7, that you knew we're going to win the game right then.
So what was the big speech at halftime? Did you go all like movie, inspirational?
Herb Brooks.
Yeah.
I'd like to take credit for that. You know, you didn't want the half to end. You just wanted to keep playing because we were playing well. You know, I think the biggest thing we told our guys going in, that we did no contact the whole week before the game. Zero. We'd gone through a couple injuries. Ed Simpson, our starting guard, had broken his ankle. We'd lost our point guard earlier in the year. So Jaquan Raymond comes in and does an unbelievable job playing point. So we said, okay, I told our staff, we're gonna practice hard. We're going to do zero contact all 5 days before we play. I want all our guys healthy and least experienced the game. The biggest thing we talked about, guys, is just shirts and skins. If you guys showed up in a park in Murfreesboro in Nashville, and nobody had any colors on, you'd pick our 5, they pick their 5, you would just be unbelievably disappointed if you lost the pickup game. And so, and I think our guys kind of approached it like that. And that was really kind of the only little, you know, mantra that we had. And, you know, obviously we'd won our conference tournament. So, but fans sometimes fail to recognize that when you win your tournament and you won some games in a row, everybody's going to go in there with some confidence and feeling like their team was playing good.
Well, Coach, we're up against a break. It is always great to talk to you. And tell Allie to keep that library open and keep those kids in the neighborhood reading the classics. And let's just keep checking in maybe, and we'll have you on. We'll talk some more hoops again sometime soon.
You got it. Miss you guys. You guys stay safe and healthy up there. Thanks.
Thanks, too, Coach.